Good morning, audio though. Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning and pass on the weather, I think. It's a bit overcast, probably going to rain later on. So, no sunny bank holiday weekend. What a surprise. I think it's the first audio boo I've done since we got our new puppy. I don't know how to describe it, really. Interesting, I suppose, is probably the best way. I think you forget, because, you know, our other dog is coming up for 12, so, you know, since either of us last had a puppy in the house is at least 12 years, if not longer, probably in my case, I think. And yeah, it's interesting. You forget how sharp puppy teeth are. Very sharp is the answer. And because they're kind of constantly teething, they're constantly trying to try out their puppy teeth to kind of give themselves a bit of comfort. So when they get a little bit tired and a little bit fractious, you tend to get sore fingers or sore toes, or because it's been hot and I haven't had a shirt on for a couple of days, sore other parts of my body, which I won't go into. But interesting, yeah. We'll have had him by this afternoon, a week. Which makes him 9 weeks old now. He's booked in for his second lot of jabs this coming Friday, which after that I think means he's able to go out in the great wide world, or he's street legal, as I called it yesterday at work, which caused a little bit of a laugh. But I think I need to check that with the vet. I'm not sure whether as soon as he's had the last jab he is, or whether you need to wait a little while for it to take effect. I can't remember. I say, long time since I had a puppy, and I haven't looked it up in the puppy book that we've got either, so I need to do that, and then if it doesn't say in there, I'll ask the vet when I take him. But at the moment he's restricted to the house and garden, which means effectively we've got one dog to walk out and about, and one dog whose exercise is limited to the garden. But that's okay, and he's not really up to going far, he's only got little legs at the minute. I think it would benefit him to bring him over here and for him to have a bit of a burn, to be honest. I think he gets a bit frustrated being stuck in the house and the garden. He loves running through grass for some reason, so yeah, I think he'd quite welcome being brought over here, although obviously he'd need to stay on a long lead or a training lead at least to start with, because he's not really learnt sit, stay, come and all those sorts of things. Yeah, he's too young. In other news, I think off to the allotment this morning. Got good selection of plants to go in, which I would have put in last weekend were it not for weather and puppy and things like that. So I'm hoping I can do as many of those this morning as I can. See how far I get and possibly do the rest tomorrow morning, weather permitting. But as I say, the weather's looking pretty, I don't know what it's going to do. It could go either way. It could start to rain later, or the cloud might burn away and the sun will come out. So as I say, too early to tell. We'll have a look and see what happens, but I'll get as many of those plants in as I can. Otherwise, it's going to be a lazy bank holiday. We went out last night to see Dad's Army Marches On, which for those who don't know, if you look up Dad's Army on Wikipedia, it's a 50s, 60s, 70s, I think it spanned three decades, television show. And it's about what were called the Home Guard, who were basically, I don't know how to describe them, older members of the community who perhaps were once soldiers but were no longer fit for or young enough for active service in the armed forces, so were a kind of home defence force set up to bolster the British forces in the event that Hitler ever did decide to invade this country during the Second World War. Now, I have to say, he is a comedy, and based on the characters portrayed, I think the Third Reich would have just probably walked straight over the top of them, but you never know. But anyway, this is the... most of the original cast are now dead, because they were in their 60s and 70s, I guess, when the show was made. A few of the younger ones are still alive, I think about half a dozen or so, but most of the main cast, bar one, I think, or two, have actually passed away. And this is a stage version of that. So they've taken some of the stories and converted them for the stage. And I'm going to do a separate recording about that, because there's quite a lot I've kind of got in my head I want to say. And I've only got about 3 minutes left on this, I think. But yeah, really enjoyed that last night. I don't think we've been out properly in of an evening together for quite some time. It's a bit of a shame we decided to get a puppy a week before we were going to do it, because I don't know what the neighbours thought, because I suspect he howled a little bit when we first went out. I did set the laptop up in next to his cage, playing. I've got a, looks like a 2-hour playlist of my audio booze, which is quite good, because in all between sort of five, most of them are around 5 minutes on average. So he stayed home, listened to that, everything was quiet when we came home, so I'm assuming that it did quieten down at some point, but I suspect he did yowl a little bit, so I should go and see the neighbours who are joining us directly a bit later, just to check they weren't too disturbed, and if they were, apologise. But they've not long had a puppy themselves, so I'm guessing that hopefully they'll understand, or at least be a bit understanding. If not, I don't know, I'll just have to apologise and see where we go from there, but I should think they'll be fine. So yeah, I shall do a separate recording about Dad's Army, I will probably catch you later. So I hope wherever you are in the... Sorry, just wiping my nose because it's running, and you didn't really need to know that too much detail, Alan. I hope wherever you are in the world you're having a good weekend, good start to the day. And I'll catch you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.